Okay, this is introducing Kotlin in your organization, the easy way. This is a talk I've made based on a story that I've lived 2 years ago. First of all, this is the Kotlin room, so we're going to talk about Kotlin a little bit, but do keep in mind that I made this talk, you know, because I saw a lot of people and developers around me frustrated because they couldn't get a technology library adopted around them at work. And yeah, I've compiled a few tips that I've used with a friend to actually get Kotlin in the company 2 years ago. So I hope it can be useful for you too. My name is Julien Langrand-Lambert. I'm a developer advocate at Adyen during the day. I've also just been named Kotlin Google Developer Expert, which doesn't mean much, but I'm super happy that other people recognize me for my Kotlin work. That's nice. You can find me online on at jlangrand. And yeah, a few things. Before COVID, I used to really love meetups and organize a lot of them. I do a lot of Kotlin in a few places. And also I'm gardening a lot. So if you're interested in gardening tips, you can go on Twitter, for example. This talk is about two things. We're going to look at Kotlin today and, you know, why it could be useful for you and your colleagues, but also how to convince them and how to convince people around you that, you know, you've made the right choice and this is a good idea. The reason for me to make this talk is, something that I lived together with my team 2 years ago. Well, until 6 months ago, I was a team lead at ING, and we were working with, you know, existing applications that were quite old, not old, but, you know, they were existing for a couple of years. So no greenfield. We couldn't start from scratch. And we kind of were still stuck on Java 8. I think it changed since then, but some local tooling were forcing us to use Java 8 still. And Kotlin for us wasn't at the beginning. I wasn't like, oh, because, you know, it's the language is so great. But it was for us a way to keep learning, to experiment, to grow as a team. And you can find all of that in a blog post that we wrote at the end of our journey. It took almost a year for us to get Kotlin at ING, but we'll see a little more why in seconds. And actually, one of the main reasons, Kotlin itself is not complicated. It runs on a JVM, so it's actually not difficult to put in production. But then you have to do convincing at many levels, right? I just mentioned I was working in a bank. But it might also be just as important in other types of companies. We had to, you know, we were the first ones to try that out in the non-Android world. So we kind of had to convince security, had to talk on compliance, had to convince management above us that it wasn't a risk, convince colleagues as well, and first of all, convince the rest of our team. Two of us were like really convinced that Kotlin was the next thing for us, but then we kind of had to convince the other ones around us first as well. So first, we're going to take a step back and look at Kotlin today. Just for information, I compiled a few numbers because I find that interesting. It puts things in perspective.